Kyle. I want to apologize for dropping the ball on our recordings. But the last time I tried to come, the computer was doing an update and I couldn't use it. And I've just been taking a little bit of time off for Christmas. But I wanted to come back and record something for you as we look forward to the new year. So let's open with prayer. Our Father God, I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to have this ministry, and I pray it will be a blessing to others as it has been a blessing to me. I pray, Father, for our coming year that it will be a year of joy and happiness, and that the health situation in our nation and world will be better, and that your church will prosper, and that the gospel will spread. Be with us now and help us to open our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. On the first day of a new year, a lot of people will be wishing each other a happy new year, of course. But as we begin a new year, we need more than just a hopeful greeting from the people around us. We need to listen to what God told Joshua about 3,400 years ago. Joshua was about to lead God's people into the promised land, and he had reason to be afraid of the unknown. He had an enormous task ahead of him, and he was well aware of the dangers that he and the people would soon be facing. He needed God's encouragement. Now, a new year brings lots of questions. Will our health hold? Will our marriage last? Will I be able to hang on to my job? Will I get into the right school? Will I live to see the end of this year? Will I get COVID? Will the economy improve? Will there be a terrorist attack or some natural disaster to face? The creator of the universe comes to us and says, as he said to Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. What happens in this coming year is not left to chance. I want to remind you that God is in charge and he promises to stay close. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go, is what God told Joshua. And many years later, the Lord Jesus made the same promise when he said, I am with you always, in Matthew 28:20. Standing at the threshold of a brand new year, we have only a glimpse of what lies ahead for us. Many of us are anxious to leave 2020 behind, but do we know what lies ahead in 2021? It could be a better year. It could be a worse year. Good health or sickness, gladness or heartache, financial security or financial setbacks. Uncertainty can be frightening and unsettling, but knowing that our Heavenly Father is standing always beside us can give us courage to face the future with peace and hope. Knowing God is with us gives us freedom to enjoy the new year. Because Jesus was born, died, and rose again, this year, this month, today, or even this moment is filled with hope for a better future in him. We don't have to white-knuckle it anymore. We don't have to worry about the future because God is in control of our lives. Knowing Christ as our Savior gives us not only hope, but freedom to live life to its fullest. Now, as we think about this coming year, I would like us to look at the word freedom as an acronym that will help you start the new year. So the first letter in freedom is F, and F stands for follow him forward. From Romans 15:5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. We're to follow Christ Jesus As we pursue Christ and seek to imitate his ways, we move forward in our process of change and throughout the new year, whatever comes. No more slip-sliding backwards when we truly follow Jesus. We're on the path that moves forward and upward, one prayer at a time. R is the next letter in freedom. Repent readily. From Jeremiah 18:9. But if they repent of their wicked lives, I will think twice and start over with them. When we repent, God will start over with us. A new beginning, exactly what we're seeking for 2021. When we admit and repent of our shortcomings and sinfulness, God is faithful to forgive and make us white like snow, clean, fresh, new. Don't wait another minute. If you have anything to confess to God, confess it to him and repent. The first E in freedom stands for earnestly pray. From Ephesians 6:18. Pray at all times and on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. Prayers are incredibly powerful. And as I think back on our Bible study on Wednesday night, we've been using a little notebook that I've passed around almost every week for us to write our prayer requests down. And they are full of prayer requests. And if we were to take the time to look back over the past, I think we've been using it for about 18 months, we would find many, many answered prayers from God our Father. Prayers are incredibly powerful, and prayer is the foundation for any life change that we desire. As we earnestly pray, we will find ourselves empowered by the one true source of power, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God our Father. There is no better time to pray than right now. We must pray persistently, remaining alert, and consider our Christian brothers and sisters everywhere. After all, we're on this journey together, and we must earnestly pray for one another. The second E is enjoy the journey. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah prayed to God and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies as I delight in your deliverance." Hannah felt vindicated, and she was enjoying her life with her new baby. As we travel down the path of a new year, we'll be receiving answers from God along the way. We'll have a number of reasons to rejoice. Many times, we're so focused on the destination that we forget to enjoy the journey. When we take a road trip, even though the driving might be daunting, dangerous, or just plain boring, if we take the time to truly see the unique beauty of the surrounding landscape, we may discover the journey can be enjoyed almost as much as the destination. And I know our destination is heaven, but God wants us to enjoy the journey. Enjoy God's journey. He has planned a perfect path just for you. The D in freedom stands for devour his word. From Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." God's word is the ultimate food for our thoughts, nourishment for our souls, and the map we must follow on our journey down the path of new beginnings. We know when our stomach growls, it's a sign for us to nourish our body with food. So it is when our spirit growls. We need to dive into God's word and devour it like the sustaining substance they were created to be. Don't neglect God's word this year. Devour it. The O in freedom stands for open your heart and mind to God's truth. From Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In order to grasp God's truth, we need to pray for an open heart and an open mind in order to better receive the truth, know the truth, obey the truth when we hear it. We need to be prepared to hear the Lord speak. And if we're prepared to hear the Lord speak, He will speak through His Word and through His Holy Spirit. But you have to open your heart and you have to open your mind and you have to be willing and able to receive God's Word into your heart and mind. The M in freedom stands for make new friends and move mountains. From Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, greatness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. As we walk in godly love, forgiving, encouraging, and helping one another, we will find the strength to do what one person alone could never, ever accomplish. We need the Spirit's empowerment and the encouragement we gain from each other. And I know in this time of social distancing, it might be hard to feel like we are together, but we are. We can pick up the phone and talk to somebody. We can share our prayer requests on Facebook and Messenger and through texting on our phone. Our Wednesday night Bible study group has a text message group where we send out our prayer requests, and it makes us feel closer together, like we are encouraging one another and praying for one another. We can do what we can to feel like we are together. We can move mountains. Often our new beginning and long sought after freedom rests just on the other side of the highest peak. But together, we can make it through the roughest terrain. We were never meant to go it alone. Jesus, the Savior, the Son of God, had 12 disciples. He knew the value of loving and supporting relationships, and we need to learn from His example. Don't give up on your friends and your friendship. Cherish them, build them up, encourage one another, and pray for one another. As we've discovered, change can be challenging, but 2021, as we journey together down the road to freedom, let's stay focused on the one guiding us, Jesus Christ. I hope that you are a child of God. I hope you have come to Christ, repented of your sins, and been immersed for the remission of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you have not, I pray that you will call the church office and talk to one of the preachers and make that decision now to follow Christ completely with your life. In moments of despair, confusion, fear, or doubt, like 2020 has been, we need to take God's hand. Remember the promise of His abiding presence from Matthew 28. Relax in His power over all the obstacles. Rejoice in His provision for your every need, and have a happy new year and happy New beginnings. Let's pray. Our Father God, I pray a blessing on all those who hear these words. May they experience true freedom in Christ in the coming year. Freedom from fear and doubt, freedom from loneliness and despair, and freedom from worrying about what might come. May we look to 2021 with fresh eyes and hope in our hearts. And I pray, Father, that you will bless this year and turn it around for all of us so that we can be happy in your love and in your abiding presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join us in person, we're currently meeting at 9 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Check out our website at cocep.org for current info on services and social distancing guidelines. Have a great week.